Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, they making noise. Start up.
Episode 277. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Wow. Brody, I think you and I should play the lotto. The lottery, some Powerball, Mega Millions, some jackpot. I don't know why, man. I'll tell you why.
We're both going to post a picture, but we just signed on and we see each other when we podcast. We don't post video, but we can see each other. And by some strange coincidence, we are both wearing a listener gifted No Sleep Till Brooklyn shirt with Brooklyn, Iowa.
And we didn't plan it.
Nope.
And we didn't know it until we signed up, because when we signed on the cameras before we do our podcast, we don't like say, hey, what are you going to wear? Because we don't really issue a video version of this. But when I turned on my camera and he turned on his, lo and behold, there was the No Sleep Till Brooklyn, Iowa shirt. And thank you to those slices who brought that to the meetup last year. That was really, you know, I kept my shirt. I've held on to it. I've worn it to bed here and there. I've worn it out a few times. And
today
I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of feeling it. So
you know what? I'm doing a Marvel's podcast today this afternoon, whatever today's date is, and the 15th, right? November 15th.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be switching into my Captain Marvel shirt for that, because we're going to review the Marvels. So I wanted to wear something, you know, I was like, oh, let me wear a comfortable shirt that I'm going to change out of at 3:00. So I was like, oh, I'll wear my No Sleep Till Brooklyn shirt.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, Scary's wearing the same shirt. So there you go.
It's crazy.
And you know what? They told me it was one of a kind, you know. Some people get like, I can't believe we're wearing the same thing. No, I'm excited about wearing the same. And we went out. If you and I were going somewhere like a Mets game, I would have to switch the shirt, right?
No.
We couldn't dress the same. If we were going to like a Six Flags, like an amusement park,
yeah,
then we wouldn't get lost. If you see my friend, he's wearing this shirt. But if we went to a concert, we wouldn't wear the shirt, the same shirt, right? Then we'd look like a couple.
Probably. Well, I'll say this. I'm okay with twinning, as they call it. They call this twinning.
Yeah, I know that.
You're not, I'm okay with it because I'm confident that I'm rocking it and I'm okay with the shirt. You know, I don't know, far too often, especially with women, they like, oh my God, she's wearing my outfit. Oh, wearing the same thing. Oh my God, hide me. I think it's funny. I lean into it. Anytime this has happened to me, it happened to me in Atlantic City once. And I just went up to the dude. I'm like, hey, yo, bro, nice shirt.
Yeah, but that's different. You meet a stranger with the same shirt. It's like, oh, it's a coincidence. You both shopped at the Gap. But when you're wearing a graphic tee and it's the same one, it looks like you planned it.
And even if I did, how would that be a bad thing?
I don't think you and I should be planning coordinating outfits. Like, if we both showed up to with Met jerseys to a Mets game, that's fine. That makes sense. But a very unique No Sleep Till Brooklyn shirt, we didn't just buy it off the rack at Old Navy. It would look a little strange,
but it would create intrigue, and people might think it's, or it could be a uniform or something. Maybe it's
no. People would look at us and think we're like, we work for some promo company. We're about to hand out samples of a drink called No Sleep Till Brooklyn, bottled in Iowa.
Exactly.
Like, we look like some promo team. But even, we work in a betting store called Brooklyn, and the slogan is No Sleep Till.
It's not. your mind wanders quickly, doesn't it? Yeah, I've got no issues with it. I don't think, we're far beyond like caring, you know.
All right, Slices, here's your chance to leave a talk back.
Okay.
Use the iHeartRadio app, hit the microphone. Let us know, would you and one of your friends, just male or female, wear like the same shirt? See, I think girls do it, it's cute. I think guys do it, it's strange. But let us know your thoughts on all of that.
Two grown ass men wearing the same shirt. Now, what if we wore the same Taylor Swift shirt to one of her concerts and sat next to each other?
No, you're going to a concert. I think that's fine. Now, if we had matching bracelets to go to the Taylor Swift concert, I think maybe that's
like a friendship bracelet. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course it's a Taylor Swift concert. Of course.
Oh, I got to tell you
video.
Oh, wait. Who was it? I got to talk about this. No. Not Taylor Swift. No. I got a buddy of mine.
No.
Who?
Fuck out of here.
Well, you know what? He gave us permission to talk about what I'm about to say, but he doesn't want to come on the podcast. Okay, so a friend of mine, he's got two buddies. These guys are all in their late 50s now, and they've known each other since they were in their teens, and they've never lost touch, and they all hang out together. No, I'm not talking about me or my friends. And the guys, the three guys that are besties, they all got each other's initials tattooed on their arms.
They went out for matching tattoos.
They went out for, so like, you know, guy number one has.
Yeah, 2, 3, and 4. Two has 1, 3, and 4. I understand.
Yeah, right.
They don't have their own names, right? Like, they don't have like all four names.
I think it's three guys. And, all three.
Two.
They have all three.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not doing that. Dude, just be friends. You don't have to prove to anybody. You don't have to like permanently. No, I'm not doing that.
But it's not besides, with like a love symbol or heart or anything like that.
What if JL becomes an asshole? Then you got to find another guy named JL. Or you have to like,
it's almost
change
like
the L into another letter.
IYKYK. If you know, you know. So, you know, like.
Who's it for?
If these.
No.
Here's why. Well, because someone sees it on the beach, right? They just see these initials. They don't know what it means. But
right. So why do it?
Because to these three guys, it meant something. It's a bond.
You know what? You know what's a bond? Friendship. Friendship's a bond. That's the point of having friendship. I'm not putting SJ on my arm. You can go ask your own D. I'm not.
Should
SJ
we have
on
him
arm.
On? Should I try and call him? This would be
no,
great.
I'm going to say the wrong thing. I don't think we should do that.
He'll remain anonymous.
Yeah, but I won't. Is he bigger than me? He's got to be, right? He's a tattoo.
Well, he's got more money than you. He's a lawyer. He owns his own law firm.
What are you talking about? I used to be somebody.
He could sue you for libel and slander. Good talk. I don't know.
But you want to put him on?
I don't know. I think we should. I think we should.
Why he needs to tattoo his friend's names on his own?
I think we could go there.
Initials or names? Initials, right?
Initials. Is it creepy? I want to know why he did it. What is the motivation behind it?
I don't know. I mean, listen, Slices, if you've done that, you could leave a talk back and explain yourself.
Is it more appropriate for women?
No. Again, I'm not saying what's appropriate or not appropriate for other people. I'm saying for me, I wouldn't do it. But if you've done it and you're happy with it, God bless you. But since it's Scary's friend, I'm going to joke about it.
I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him right now. Let's see. He may or may not want to go on the podcast.
And what if you have two friends with the same initials? Do you lie to your other friend and say it's his initials? You're like, you have two friends with JL as your initials. You're like, hey, John Lonergan. Yeah, no, this is you. Totally you. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Don?
Oh, hey. Oh, we're not going to use your name. We're not going to use your name. This is Skeery and Brody, of course, with the Brooklyn Boys. You're on the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Oh, unless you want to study out.
You made it to the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Wow. What did I have to do to earn that privilege?
You had to do something permanent.
Very permanent. So
here we go.
So, all right. So someone told me that you and your two besties, who are now all in their 50s,
right,
got each other's initials tattooed on your arms. So you got your initials and your other two besties on your arm, and then the other two guys have the same thing. Is it, first of all, did it happen or not? Is it true? And where did you put it on your arm, if it is?
All right. So two out of the three of us have it done. The third one's just finding the right spot and the right look. Originally, yes. So it is true, and it's going to be 100% accurate soon enough when the third one gets his. Which is
but what if he doesn't?
Oh, he will. He will. He's just.
But if he doesn't, originally, is he out?
We had one scheme in mind, which was we're all going to get the anchor with the initials surrounding the anchor.
Were you all in the Navy?
I already had an anchor. Nah, because we're boating guys. We're on the boat all the time. You know, it's the boat parties. Oh. No boat party. I didn't say that loud. There's no boat parties.
No boat parties.
No such thing.
God, that doesn't exist. We fantasize about boat parties. So we're all going to get, you know, boat related tattoos, which would be the anchor. But I already had like an anchor kind of getting designed on my arm already. So he got his anchor first. One of the guys, no names, I guess. Uh-huh. And then, so I did mine differently and I did it on a different part of my arm. I like mine better than his. Now the third guy is just trying to find his place. But yes, that is true. I think you guys should join that club.
No.
Okay, so Brody takes exception to this. I don't see a big problem with it. I think it is kind of awkward. But I think I understand there's a bonding. You guys know each other forever and this is what, and it's okay. But Brody immediately was turned to like, no way, are you kidding me? So go ahead, Brody, what did you have at it?
I'm a fan of the handshake. I think if you've got
Bros for life,
Bros. Here's what Bros for life do: they at some point have sex with the same girl, right? Possibly, they come up with a handshake, and they agree to bury a body for each other. That's Bros for life.
Well, that
right? Or if you vomit on yourself, you don't take pictures. There's like bro code.
We accomplished some of those tasks, and there are others still remaining. But remember, I got a few years on you, so you know we've done a few more things. Now we're at the tattoo stage. You might get to that point too someday. No. You might see it differently.
No, because I'll tell you right now, my best friend from 20 years ago, my best friend for life, not really my best friend anymore. So things happen.
Well, then that's not the guy. That's not the guy you get on your arm. It's simple as
but
that.
But you know what? If I was a tattoo guy 20 years ago, that is a guy I would have gotten on my arm. But shit happens, right?
Fair enough. But you know, we're 57.
And then what happens? I'm gonna give you an initial. I'm just gonna call you D from now on because we're not saying your name, right? So D, what if you have a friend whose initials are JL, right? And he sleeps with your wife, and you're like, "Fuck you, JL," and he's out. Like you never saw it coming. Do you have to find another friend named JL so that you don't have to redo the tattoo?
First of all, in that hypothetical, I'd give him 3 stars. I wouldn't say F you, but let's just make believe that I was upset with that scenario.
Okay, he slept with your mother. Like, what would upset you? He does something that upsets you.
First of all, the connection we have with these guys, nothing they can do. They could no matter what they do, it's not going to break our bond.
That's including bang your wife?
Especially bang my wife.
Okay, what if the third guy says, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to make this permanent. I love you guys like brothers, but I'm out. I can't find the right spot. This whole thing was it was an excuse. I was stalling. I'm not doing it. Do you remove him from your arm and you go, it's okay, bro. We'll love friends for life.
You know what? That scenario is never happening, so I don't have to worry about that. Put it this way. I don't have my wife's name tattooed on my arm. There's a reason for that, right?
Oh, well, you're also letting your buddy sleep with her, so I assume there's a reason for that.
Who knows? I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold with her, but I know what tomorrow's going to hold with my boys. We're dying together.
I got a follow-up question.
Ride or die.
You marry a woman, maybe not necessarily you, but when you marry a woman, this is someone you're intimate with. You at the time of the marriage, you feel like it's forever. You have children with this woman. right? But you feel that some random dude you don't sleep with and don't have a legal binding agreement with is more likely to stay with you than the woman you've given your soul to.
Actually, I agree with that. Yeah, I believe that.
You're never getting married. You shut up. I'm asking D.
And you're not winning the argument. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Does your wife know that your bond with JL is deeper than the bond? Like, you trust your friendship better than you trust your marriage, and she's fine with that.
Well, she knows by the tattoos on my arm. Yeah. So I guess so.
By the way, he's in a great relationship. His wife is awesome.
I'm sure. But if she says to you, D, I would like you to get your initials, my initials on your arm to show that we're a thing forever. Like, better or worse, death to us part. You say no. That's what you're going to say to her. No.
So I get a little something. I get a little something. So it kind of reflects her. It's something that could be modified, initials. Adjusted. Could be initials, but that could stand for anything. I could add words to it. There's so much you could do.
Yeah.
You could add I hate right above it, right?
Exactly. You have so many options.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I commend you, all right? Brody may not, but I commend you for doing what you did. And it's a bold move. I don't know if I would do it. I know I've had conversations with people ever since I've learned about this, and I'm like, I don't know if we would do the same thing. Yeah. But then again, I'm not you. You know that. I mean, to each his own.
It's not just my bold move.
What's that?
There's two other guys.
Three of you guys went in on this.
There's one other guy. The other guy, I think, is bailing.
No. He's just looking for a right spot. Now, would it be weird if he decided to, you know, put it, you know, on his balls?
On his ass. On his ass or his balls?
You know, I'd appreciate that. That would mean that more. It's more special to me than even where I have it on the back of my arm. Yeah, that's
it's sensitive. Now, how long have you had these initials?
What's that?
I didn't hear what you said.
How long have you had the initials?
Mine. I just got mine about 6 weeks ago.
All right.
Okay, so it's not like it's been a year since the guy is backing out.
Right. The first guy had his in July. I waited a few months because I wanted to figure out what I wanted. The next guy's going to get his probably soon enough.
That would have been crazy had the first guy did it and then the both of you bailed. Like, fuck this. And then this guy stuck with a permanent tattoo.
Yeah, we did tease him for a little while because he's like, guys, we had an agreement. When are you going to get it done? We would intentionally stall. Like, I intentionally stalled just so he could sweat it out a little while. But
okay.
I couldn't let him down.
All right. Well, listen, that's great.
You put it. You put it in a place you can't see.
Mine, back of my arm, you can see it, T-shirt easily. You know, it's like one of those
back of your arm. You can't see the back of your arm unless you twist upside down. You can see it maybe.
No. It runs down my tricep. So any T-shirt, any whole summer long in a T-shirt, Florida.
That's right. Right there, yeah.
I'd like to say a real friendship would be on your neck. I'm just saying. If you really like these guys, well, right on your neck.
You can pull a Post Malone and put it on your forehead.
Yeah.
You know what? I would like to see teardrops of their initials coming out of both eyes.
Yeah.
That's friendship.
You're right. That's real true friendship. Maybe I have to step it up a notch.
Friendship would be putting it on your taint.
Now, what if the third guy gets the tattoos? Then the second guy says, you know, I feel like initials are fine, but I feel like we should have each other's faces on our abdomens. And he goes and gets your face and the third guy's face on his belly. Are you doing it?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, you know, see, you have a line.
You have a line.
There is a line. Yeah, there is. I'm not that nuts.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. This
I think you guys should. I think you guys should consider it, since I know you have a club going on.
Well, it's the Brooklyn Boys podcast. I mean, we definitely have a bond. We have a real bond here.
You have to have a little something represent that on your body. I mean, that's it. Your body's for life. What else?
I wear Brooklyn Boys shirt. I'm good.
We have Slice for Life. Our fans are the Slices. They're Slice for Life. I don't know. I don't even know if any of our fans, our Slices, would put tattoos of us on their bodies. Let alone.
I don't love Scary as much as you love your wife, and you don't love your wife enough for her initials. So unless you put your wife's initials on you, I sure as hell am not putting Scary's initials on me. No.
We'll see. You might change your mind in a couple of years. I'm going to give you a couple of years. You guys, you know what happens is you actually bond closer together as time goes on. You realize the important things of life. You know, these guys are never going anywhere. The wife.
Well, these two guys, these boys you have, these two guys, your blood brothers, your ink brothers. Yeah. Right. If they were going out with their boys, they would invite you, right? Like if they were like, right. But if they, if like one of the guys was like, hey, I'm going out with five of my other friends, you guys would be invited, of course, right?
He would throw it out there anyway, even knowing that we might not, let's say with one, let's say hypothetically one was, you know, had a group of guys living in Staten Island that I don't hang out with all the time.
It sounds very real, by the way, but go ahead.
Hypothetically.
You came up with that very quickly. Yeah.
Yeah, me and so-and-so and so-and-so, we're thinking of going to, you know, whatever. I don't want to name the place. So, you know, you want to come. Knowing that I'm probably not going to take the ride up to Staten Island and go hang out with these guys because they're not my number one guys. I'd have to be really bored. Yeah. He'll throw it out there anyway to me, probably expecting me not to come. But, yes, he'll ask it anyway.
Right. That's what boys do. Yeah. See, Scary wouldn't do that. Scary would go out with boys and be like, oh, yeah, you're not really friends with them, so you're out. See, I'm not getting his initials.
I'm still waiting for my invite to like multiple events from Scary and some others that I thought maybe I'd get invited to. But, well, you know,
all right. So, you know, welcome to my club. Maybe you and I should hang out. We'll get each other's initials. Fuck Scary. He's out.
If I could
join my club, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. If I get Brody's initials, they would be inside my butthole. That's where Brody's initials are going. I gotta go. All right. Listen, Dean, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Thanks for being very candid on the podcast.
Have a great day.
Love you, buddy. Later. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, I'm calling you next time and we're making plans. And you're coming out.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah. Next time. Yeah, sure you will.
All right. Later, guys.
Yep.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was some call before.
How about that? Yeah, that's my boy. One of my boys. But yeah,
But not your boy enough to do initials.
No.
All right. Hey, I want to say hello to Jill_2883, who DM'd me and said, OMG, I'm listening to the podcast, meaning last week, and the whole epic debacle from the hospital happened to me too at blah, 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 hospital. It was a nightmare. I was in pre-registration for over an hour and 20 minutes alone, standing in front of the receptionist, waiting for her to decide to help me. Then another 45 minutes to an hour for them registering me because they're still learning the new system. I'm so glad I was not alone in this madness. Well, guess what? Jill was at the same hospital I was at.
Was she really?
Yep. Kelsey Skitchin, Texas. TX. Hey, David Brody. Hope you've been well. I just heard your hospital rant and had to let you know that it must be something in the air when you have Epic as your system at a hospital, because my mom had a crazy issue with them at a hospital I work at. I'm in the business. Oops. Long story short, spent over 2 hours trying to find the place she needed to make a payment for a procedure because people kept telling her to go to different places, only for her to end up back in the same place she started from. Anyway, hope your next appointment doesn't go that crazy. So she had the same system in her hospital. Fuck everybody over. So it wasn't just me. So there you go. That's all. I just wanted to share that. So a couple of people that reached out to me to tell me I'm not completely crazy.
Brody, you'd be very proud of me.
Probably not, but go ahead.
No, I think you'd be proud of me on this one because I took the old Scary would have just said, ah, fuck it, I'm done. But, you know, my ongoing issues with these rideshare apps that double as delivery services for food. I got fucked pretty hard yesterday. I ordered a sensible salad for dinner, and scary style. With like 17 things in it, and extra heavy on the dressing. Mix it in, chop it up. Anyway, I ordered it at 6:30, and it said it would be there at about 7 o'clock, like about a half hour. Okay, great. So I see that at 7:15, so and so picks it up from the store, and it says so-and-so is on a bicycle. I'm like, oh, okay. So I watch him, and I'm tracking him in real time. And I'm like, wait a second. I don't live anywhere near here. This guy's going the opposite direction. Then I'm thinking, ah, shit. My boy, he's going from one place to the next because he probably has multiple deliveries on the route, and I'm probably out of the way. You know, I'll probably be last or whatever. Fine.
Okay.
This guy drives all around fucking Jersey City with my order. Thank God it was a salad, right? At room temperature or I want it cold. Otherwise, if it was food, it would have been dunzo.
Was it a taco salad?
It was a regular salad. He's driving all over Jersey City, but not even approaching my house. I'm going on 2 hours, Brody. 2 hours. It's 8:30.
Did you call the restaurant?
And the guy's going all over the place, and he doesn't seem to be, you know, he gets closer at some points, and he's making turns. But I know he's got my food because I called the restaurant. They said, yeah, so-and-so picked up the food about 7:15. Yeah, you're good. Yeah, he's got it. He's got your order. He probably has a lot of orders. Yeah, that's great. 8:35. So, your order has been canceled.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
What? It canceled by the driver, the rider of the bike. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Okay.
So, okay, obviously, I call up customer service. I'm huffing and puffing. And, yeah, of course, they're like, oh, yeah, well, we gave you a refund. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. I'm like, of course you gave me a refund. I didn't get my food.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, hold on. And they're like, you know, we're gonna give you $10 credit in your bank, in your cash credit. I'm like, $10? I said, listen. He goes, that's all I can do for you. I said, oh, yeah? I want to speak to a superior. Oh, yeah? Yeah, I want to speak to a superior. Okay, they're not available right now, but I could translate a message for you. I'm like, yeah, you translate this message. Like,
what are
you,
they,
you transcribe it, whatever you want to do. You write this down, and you tell them to call me back.
Transatlantic.
Call me back.
Transportation, whatever.
I'm like, I've been a loyal customer since you guys were beta testing your rideshare service in 2007. Mm-hmm. I've spent thousands of dollars. I am a premium customer. I pay for the monthly premium, so I don't have to pay for delivery fees.
One might say you're an Uber customer.
I am an Uber customer of this app.
Whatever app it is, yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, and I'm pouring them. I said, you mean to tell me that I had to work through the night pausing for my dinner, which never showed up, and now I'm starving. I got no food in my fridge. Yeah. And now that it's 2 hours later, you tell me you cancel it and I got to start all over again. You think that that's only worth $10 to me?
Right, like, they should send out another meal for you for free.
I'm like,
something, get it right away.
I said, no. I said, that's not how it's going to be. I said, $10. I said, I want another 50. I want $50 in food credit because.
So not 60. Okay.
So 60. Yeah. $10, another 50. I said, I want another 50 bucks. I'm like, I've been sitting here all night, waiting for my food 2.5 hours. I'm like, where's the courtesy? I'm like, this is a slap in the face to a loyal customer like me.
Like you, yep.
And then he goes, okay, I will pass that all along to the people. And that was it. And I never heard from them again until about 20 minutes,
until?
20 minutes ago, okay, when they emailed me back, case number so-and-so. Listen, we understand. We value your loyalty. We see what you know who you are. You know they must have looked me up, and we are going to grant you the $50 extra in credit. So here's $60 on us because your dinner never showed up. A story.
I feel like 20 of that should be mine.
No, it's just I've learned the art of even is not even, free dessert.
Yeah, that's because right. I feel most like I people, should get some of that money.
Most people would just settle for the okay, so they inconvenience me.
Yep.
Here's $10. But let's face it, people. Fuck them if they made you wait 2 hours and then canceled on you, and now you got to start all over, and some of those places aren't even available at that hour because the places have closed. I don't think I asked for too much.
No,
there.
You were 100%. I'm very proud
would
of
you. Would you have done the same thing?
Oh, I would have gotten 100.
Oh, really?
Because I would have got another 50 for the aggravation of having to waste my time on the phone.
Oh, there's that excuse. Yeah. So.
No, that's just the truth. You got 50 for them fucking up your food, but what about the time you had to yell and scream about it? How about that?
Well,
they should have given you 50 with no argument.
The guy couldn't help me, and he was limited in his position, but he did, and I understood that, so I kind of backed off the yelling, but I had him transcribe a nice little message to his superiors, and
I'm sure he did transcribe it, yeah.
And they did the right thing by me, so I have nothing but great things to say about them because they made it right.
All right. Well, you know, we have a friend at that company, vice president of that company.
Oh, really?
Do you remember the sales guy? I won't say his name, but the head sales guy once said, the things that drive you crazy about him are the things that make him great. And he has a couple of uncles in the industry.
Nice. Oh, yes.
Yes. He is a VP at that company, and I spoke to him recently.
Good.
I'm sure he would love to hear that story.
All right. A story of hope.
A story of hope and free dessert.
Yeah.
I have a story of hope.
Okay.
And I want your opinion and slices you can weigh in if you're a fantasy football player. So I'm in a league with people at the radio station. I'm sorry, with people from the radio company, from iHeartMedia. There's a bunch of us in a league. And I've been in the league for 14 years and I'm still in it. And the commissioner of the league decided that his team was out of it. His team is like 2-7, 2-8, whatever his record is. So he sent out an email late Monday night after he lost completely another game and Monday Night Football was over. And he said, having a fire sale. No trades will be turned down. One-for-one trades accepted. So I offered him on a scale of 1 to 10, I offered him a running back that was a 6.5, 7 for a 10. And he approved it. Then I offered him a deal for a wide receiver who's a 7 for a wide receiver who's a 9.5. And he accepted it. And then our friend our friend Dan, he sent him 2 players who were 6s and got back a 10 and a 9. In other words,
how did he manage this?
Because the commissioner of the league decided it was a fire sale. And he was going to trade anybody one-on-one for anybody you sent. So then someone else dove in and they were like, oh, I'll give you this shitty tight end for your best tight end. And then when someone was like, I'll give you this average running back for the best running back. Okay. So I made 2 trades and the guy in first place, Dan, made a trade, 2 trades. And then someone in second place made 2 trades and a bunch of people didn't respond or they weren't active. They didn't take advantage of this clearinghouse fire sale.
Okay.
Now, in most fantasy football leagues, there's a rule, right? No fire sales. But the commissioner decided to do a fire sale. You can't argue with the commissioner. If he's throwing away his players, first come, first serve, baby. So I sent trades right away. Okay. Then a certain DJ at another radio station, whose team is also in last place in the other division, decides, fuck it, he's having a fire sale also. So I trade him my third string quarterback for Patrick Mahomes.
Oh my
God. And he says yes. So I get Patrick Mahomes. Now look, Mahomes.
So now did he just give up, this guy?
Yeah, he gave up. He gave up.
He's not even
Mahomes. Mahomes is like the eighth quarterback in the league. He's not having a Mahomes season, but he's still very good. Now, Dan, the guy who made two trades, ripping off the first guy, texts me last night and goes, dude, you can't get Patrick Mahomes. That's not right. So I go, you made two trades yesterday with the first guy and ripped him off blindly. I made a fair deal with, I gave a 7 for a 9 for Patrick Mahomes. It was a, yes, I shouldn't have gotten Patrick, but it was a fair, he's calling me out. What the, you can't, you, I didn't rip him off as bad as you ripped him off.
Yeah.
There's no levels of rip off. The guy's got a fire sale.
That's a fire sale means anything goes.
Right. Right. He said any 1-for-1 deal as long as it's the same position. So I offered him a wide receiver for a wide receiver, a running back for a running back.
Hey.
So that's fair. To text me, I can't get a better deal than he got because he wasn't fast enough. That's not fair. Dude, it's fair. So fantasy footballers, you know what I'm saying. I did the right thing, right, Scary?
Absolutely, you did the right thing. I'm on your side on this one, Brody.
Thank you, F.U. Dan.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I haven't been into fantasy football in a couple of seasons now. My head's not in the game the way it was.
Yeah, well, you draft all your Giants players. It's a good thing you're not.
That's not true. Terrible. That's not true. I'm not that guy. Ugh.
You're partially that guy.
And plus, I'm just out of football now. It's disgusting.
Because your team sucks.
Well, it's the Giants.
They suck.
The team is broken. And now they should just go for the basement. I don't even know why they're trying to win.
No, they're playing a guy who looks like he's never played football before at quarterback.
They're just letting him go.
Yeah,
letting him have at it.
The backup guy, I think, is a truck driver. Like, it's terrible, but it's on purpose. Don't tweet me. I know who the backup is. This is
Tom. What's his name? Tommy.
Tommy DeVito.
DeVito. He's like
a guy in a Bon Jovi song. He's not a quarterback.
Tommy used to work on the docks.
Down at the docks.
The union's been on strike. He's down on his luck.
He's down on his luck. But he's playing for quarterback for the Giants.
And
he's really down on his luck.
He went to a school called Don Brasco, which is about 20 minutes from the stadium.
I think it's Bosco, by the way.
Don Bosco.
You're thinking about Donnie Brasco.
I'm thinking of Donnie Brasco.
Right. The
Don,
movie.
Don this Bosco.
Don Bosco.
The high school.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Brody.
They're playing for draft picks.
Yeah.
They should trade Tommy DeVito to the Chiefs for Patrick Mahomes, like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said Mahomes.
Programming note, we will not have a Brooklyn Boys episode next week because, for the most part, it's Thanksgiving week and I will be away. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving Friday.
Going to a new place you've never been to before, right?
Yes. This is on my list. I'm going to Costa Rica, but it's a different part of Costa Rica. This is now called...
Okay, but you've been to Costa Rica.
No. Costa Rica has many different areas with many different things to do.
But you've been to Costa Rica before.
The other side of this island, yes. I have
been. I know you have. That's what I'm saying.
A place called Guanacaste and Tamarindo. And I guess a bunch of us are going... We're going Friday. I'll be back Wednesday. And after that is the rest of the week is Thanksgiving. So we got a lot happening there now. Are you going away the next week at all? Or what are you doing?
I was going to go to Costa Rica, but that's why I don't have your initials on my arm.
You're more than welcome.
I'm not going away. My girls are all coming home from school. So I'll have the family together.
So I think it's like a six bedroom place. And the sixth bedroom is not as big as the others. The sixth bedroom is a closet with a twin bed in it. Now,
but you didn't get that one, right?
No.
You're famous. Right.
No. Well, we did it in order of who paid up and when.
Well, bougie bastard pays first. He's not taking that small
room. That's right. Well, the guy who signed on last.
Indian Matt?
No, he's not coming. Oh. The guy who signed on last got this deal, right? He got that stuck with the twin bed. Now I said, out of the kindness of my heart, I said, look. To my other five friends, it's not fair. This dude is the sixth guy in, of course, but we shouldn't be splitting this equally. He should pay a little less than us.
He should have spoken up, but
so he's actually paying the same amount we all are. So what I'm trying to do is get the guy a deal behind his back, not knowing, because I don't want to upset the apple cart, you know what I'm saying, in front of everybody. But they're all
especially
like...
Especially if he has a smaller apple cart than everybody else's cart.
But they're all like, nah, screw it. No way. He was the last one to pay. So he gets to, it's like when you're the last one in the car or has to ride the bitch seat, has to ride the hump. The hump is the bitch seat, is the middle seat in the back.
Yeah, but you're not paying $100 to ride in the back. And if I was sharing an Uber and had the bitch seat, I'd be paying less.
You guys know what the bitch... who's writing bitch?
You just explained it.
People know that's the middle in the back.
You just said it though. You said it, then you said it.
I'll say it again. So I'll say it again. This is the the guys going on a trip version of that. Where you're last to pay. You waited long. All right, congratulations. You get to sleep in a closet in a twin bed.
First of all, you should have decided this beforehand. You should have said whoever gets the closet, so to speak, pays less. Then maybe someone would have volunteered for it.
No.
Then you wouldn't have to fuck somebody.
But I'm advocating for this guy to pay less, and these guys are not having it. They're saying, no, you know what? He gets to pay what we all pay. And I'm
you guys are not tattoo friends, I'll tell you that much.
No.
Tattoo friends would have made sure this guy was covered.
Right?
You know what? At least pay for his go-karts or his zip lining or something. You gotta hook him up somehow. If everybody chips in an extra $50, like, come on, you guys are going to Costa Rica. $50 is like, whatever.
It's an extra 50. Yeah. But yeah.
Everybody kick in an extra 50 at least to give the guy another $300, something.
Some money off.
Whatever.
Yeah. He got
sex on the way. Dave has no money.
He's not even coming with us, Dave. Dave's doing his own thing.
Black Earl? Who's going?
Black Earl?
Well, what's his name?
Less.
He's talking about Black Less. Sorry. I knew it had an L in it.
Why are you calling him that?
Because you call him Black Less.
No, I don't. I call him Less.
Is there a White Less?
No.
Oh, we agreed if there was a White Less, you'd call White Less because he was second.
Yes, Less is first.
I apologize. Less is more.
No, but
other
Less
guy should be paying less.
No, Black Less is first in my group as Less.
Why are you calling him Black Less?
He's Less. No, just identifying for this moment.
Are you saying because he's black, he's Less?
No, I said.
That's not right.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I said.
He's even.
No, you're putting words in my mouth.
You said it.
I'm only trying to say that the first person with that name gets the name by itself.
Right.
If I meet a second person with that, if I meet a second person with that name, okay, then they get an adjective attached to it. Because I know Matt, and now this other guy is Indian Matt, so he's the second Matt. Right. We've had this conversation before. Less, even though he's black, is just less. He's less. And then if I meet another less, and he's white, that's going to be white less. It's going to be less and white less.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh my God.
Is the in your group, is the black guy less?
Yes.
That's racist.
No, his name is less. Even. His name is less.
Oh, you kept, I'm sorry. You said it the wrong way. I'm sorry. That didn't sound right the way you said it. Is he getting the small room?
People, no, he's not coming. He didn't sign up for this trip.
Wait a minute. So the Indian guy and the black guy weren't invited?
They were invited. Everyone was invited. Nobody.
I wasn't invited.
It was a bad time of year. You're not coming. There's no way.
I would have if I didn't get the small room. Although if it's a big enough discount, I'll take it.
Get out of here.
Why wouldn't I come this time of year? I'm not working. I'm available. Wow.
You're gonna
you think
pay?
You know six guys.
The guy that argues over $1.06 is going to shell out money to join us on a trip?
Yes, I'll go on a $3,000 trip if I'm getting $3,000.
I think I told you. I told you once before why I don't bring you into my fold. And that is That's because my friends, when it comes to tipping, first of all, when they come to tipping, they round up, way up. They split everything
to
evenly.
Whether
how much you eat, no matter how much you eat or drank or how little you eat or drank.
I'm not part of these people.
Of course you don't. The feeling and by the way, the feeling is mutual.
Good. I think you should go away with five or six friends who believe in splitting it the right way. And this way I wouldn't be singled out. Go with six guys who don't drink and smoke cigars and have $100 glasses of scotch. Go with a bunch of people like me, you know, Scotty B, Greg T, you know, people who are like moderates. That's all. People who like spend moderately. You could do that, but you don't want to do that because you want to drink and eat like a pig and make everybody else pay for it.
I don't want to eat like a pig. I don't necessarily want to eat like a pig.
Okay, but you order appetizers for the whole table.
No, I like a taste. I like to taste different things.
Yeah, then I got to pay for Brussels sprouts. I don't want to pay for Brussels sprouts.
But you should probably be eating Brussels sprouts. They're healthy for you.
This is why you don't invite me. I don't eat Brussels sprouts. I get it.
See, at some point, you're going to turn a corner and be like, you know what? I missed out on all those green vegetables all those years. I'm going to try this, this, and that. And then you may like a couple of them. I'm just saying.
I had pepper steak the other day.
Ooh.
With the essence of green pepper on the steak.
Essence.
I didn't eat the green pepper, but I had the essence. The flavoring on the steak was green pepper-esque. I had that.
So
that counts.
If you don't mind the taste, then why don't you just eat the pepper?
Is that your line for the ladies?
You're not going to answer me. You're not going to give me a straight answer. No.
Because I don't like I like essence. I don't like the whole taste. I like a little bit on the steak. It seasons the meat with the sauce that's on it. I like a red pepper. I'll eat a yellow and an orange pepper. I don't like the green pepper. We've had this conversation.
I know. It's crazy because they all taste differently.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Fine.
You want to hear about the experience I had at a college football game this weekend? It involves me posting a picture on Instagram.
Right. Yeah. Right after this.
All right.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skiri and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So went to my daughter's school. You know, she's a cheerleader, and it was the last game of the season. Mm-hmm. And it was a big game.
Big game.
So it was a larger crowd than normal. They had to put extra bleachers in, and there were extra porta potties everywhere. And it's not a big football school, so they really only have like one section of bleachers for the home team. It's about five rows up, and it's the whole length of the field. So it's not like you're going to like a Big Ten school. It's not a college football school. They have a good team, good cheerleading team, of course. Mm-hmm. And where the bleachers are, you enter from the side, and there's a walkway and a railing in front of the bleachers. So like if you're coming in to go to your seat, you walk in front of all the bleachers. So as you walk by people, you're blocking the first row, second row, third row, but you walk, you keep going. Well, there were so many people at this game. It was sold out that some people were standing at the railing watching the game. Now, my wife and I sit at like the 10 or 15 yard line because that's where the cheerleaders cheer. We're not really there for the football game. We watch the game, but once the cheerleaders start doing their routines, obviously I'm going to watch my daughter and her friends cheer. That makes sense, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're in the third quarter of the game, and now more people are coming in, and they're standing against the railing, against the fence that separates the bleachers from falling down 30 feet to where the field is, because the bleachers are raised up. And so these people are on the railing, leaning down, looking over at the cheerleaders, watching the game. So at this point, there are only like four people standing in our area on the 10-yard line, 15-yard line area. And so there's a big guy in the row in front of me, real big dude, and an old man next to me and a woman in front of me. And I'm pretty sure they're all related to the cheer team because they're sitting there and they're watching the cheer team. So this big dude stands at the railing. I mean, big, he's heavy. He's fat guy. And nobody's asking him to move, but everybody's like mumbling to themselves. They can't see the cheer team because he's standing right in the way. So I, excuse me. Hey, down in front. And nobody else is yelling but me. And I'm looking around and they're all looking at me like, yeah, man, go tell that guy to move. But nobody else is yelling. So I go, hey, guy who's in the way of everybody. Now he realizes it's him. He turns around and go, yeah, you can't stand there. Do you mind moving a little bit? I'm watching the cheer team. Now I sound like a creep.
Now I was going to say, so you're a fucking pervert. Now everyone's like,
so I'm like,
the fuck's this guy looking at this?
I'm like, and before you get any ideas, my daughter's on the team. Could you please move? So finally he moves. All right. He moved. Now, 10 minutes later, a large group of girls stands in front. I guess the students, right, from the college. They're all standing blocking the cheer team, but they're all watching the game. And now there's people, like every few feet, there's people on the railing blocking everybody in the bleachers. So again, I say, excuse me, you need to move over, please. And I say to the big guy in front of me, can you help me here? Why am I the only guy yelling? You want to look at watch the cheer team too? He's like, you're right, man. You're right.
Yeah, but he figures he sees you. You're the loud mouth. Right. You're doing all the heavy lifting. So who cares?
So he gets up now. This big dude. He's like, hey, you need to move. And they all move. They move 10 feet to the left. Now the people 10 feet to the left are being blocked. So a couple of the women in that section, excuse me, we can't see the field. You need to move. And this nasty looking short haired girl with a stupid hat on turns around and she says, oh yeah, when you tell every other person here to move off the railing, I'll move off the railing. Until you're willing to tell every single person, I'm not moving. So I stand up and I say, that's not how the world works, sweetheart. We worry about you first. You're blocking them. You move. Those people aren't blocking them. The people they're blocking can complain. You need to move. And your hat's ugly, by the way. So everybody starts laughing. And now everybody's getting up and yelling at this girl. And she's like, fuck you all. I'm not moving. And she goes back to standing at the railing. At this point, I give up because she's not blocking my cheerleaders. So I don't care anymore. But can you imagine that attitude? If you want me to move, you have to tell every single person here to move. No.
Ugh.
You're the one in the way.
She had attitude?
Major attitude. She said, you want me to move? You can tell me to move. But yeah, how do you not even like notice you're blocking people? They're all sitting on bleachers and you're standing up taller than the first four rows and you just stand there. It's inconsiderate, but that's not my best story. I have two porta potty stories.
Two? God, two. I would hope the answer there would be you'd had zero because I avoid them at all costs. You've gone into porta potties before?
Yeah.
I
have never been into a handicapped stall porta potty before. So it's huge. It's like a one bedroom apartment in Manhattan. But it was the only one available where we were. We were tailgating in the parking lot. So I go in and I'm going to post this picture, but I promise I'll blur it out. So when you go to @DavidBrody on Instagram, you'll see it. Scary, what kind of things have you seen when you look in a porta potty? Because guys are peeing. You have to look down, make sure you're peeing in the porta potty. What have you seen?
Urine.
Besides pee and poop. Anything odd?
Never. Nothing.
Never.
No.
Sometimes you see like a red Solo cup.
Yeah, maybe, I guess. I don't go in. I have to be honest. I can't remember the last time I went into one.
You're telling me you've been to sporting events and there's porta potties or concerts and you just don't go?
I might have been into one porta potty or two porta potties in my life. And they weren't in the recent past. I'm trying to remember them.
Okay, so this is a talk back moment. And by the way, when we come back from Thanksgiving, right, we're going to officially launch the Slice Time podcast spinoff.
It's going to be
So after Thanksgiving.
Well, you just gave away the name.
Oh yeah, it's called Slice Time.
We've named it Slice Time. That was very uneventful, by the way.
Slice's time. It's your time, so it's Slice Time.
Slice Time, and there'll eventually be
a jingle. It's being produced.
It'll be a companion podcast to this podcast. Where
you'll find it on this channel.
Yep, and where all we'll do is go over your talkbacks. But that won't be started. We are going to do talkbacks next here on this podcast.
Right, but then when we come back after Thanksgiving, it will be a separate thing, and we'll be able to put more talkbacks together.
Correct.
Because we're enjoying it so much.
Yeah, so it'll be a companion podcast dedicated just to you, the Slice, because it'll be slice time.
Right, and I have a few people working on the logos, and hopefully it'll all, different
and
versions.
And hopefully it can evolve into other things. Maybe we could play longer pieces of audio if you send them. In other ways.
Well, we'll see.
It has a lot of potential. Anyway,
I need your thoughts on this. First of all, what have you seen in a porta potty that shouldn't be there? And second of all, explain this one to me. In the porta potty, right, floating at the top, or at least on the top of the water, but submerged, like you could see it, was a pair of jeans that someone had then pooped on top of because they must have been there a while.
Oh, man, come on.
No. Ugh. My point is, hold on. The point is about the jeans. What happened that somebody took their jeans off in the porta potty and threw them into the porta potty? And then how did they get out of the porta potty without pants? Did somebody bring them other pants? What happened that there's jeans in the porta potty? So number one, what have you seen or thrown in the porta potty that shouldn't have been there? Not as a goof, but out of necessity. And two, have you ever had to take your pants off and throw them away right away? Scary. How did they get away from that? How do you walk out of the porta potty with no pants?
Man. And where was this? At a concert? Like, what was this?
No, it was a college. Have you not been listening to the past minutes?
No, have you moved on to a different
college football game? At a college, the porta potty. A pair of jeans at the in the water.
I don't know how that got there. Unless somebody changed their clothes, they had a change of clothes, and then they took the jeans off and threw them down into the porta potty. I mean, they would have to have had a change of clothes. They wouldn't have walked out of a porta potty pantsless. People would have noticed that.
That's what I'm saying. So where did the extra pants come from? Did somebody run back to the dorm and get them a pair of pants?
Maybe they carried it with them. You're allowed to bring handbags and backpacks into the game, right?
I guess, but who goes with extra pants anticipating?
No. I have no idea. Listen, we've seen weird things before in porta potties.
Yeah, but a pair of jeans?
A pair of jeans. See, now, if I saw that, I walked in, I saw that, I would walk right back out. I love the fact that somebody just took a dump on top of them. Somebody actually saw them. They noticed that they were there and said, I don't care. I'm fucking unleashing this crap anyway. And they just took a dump on top of these jeans. That's fucking gross.
Ugh. But what if it was the same person? Here, I just sent you the picture. Look at your phone.
Wait, you took a picture of this?
Well, how else would I post it on Instagram, genius?
I don't want to see this.
And yet, you're opening it.
It's like a train wreck. You email it or you text it?
I texted it. Why am I going to email it to you when we're doing a live podcast?
It hasn't come through. I don't know.
You should have it any second. What do you mean it hasn't come through?
Hasn't come through.
Hold on. Check now.
Okay. It still hasn't come through. Great Android you have there, Brody.
No, I just sent it. I hadn't sent it before. I didn't send it.
Okay, here it is. There.
Okay, again, take a look.
Oh, God! And then there's a giant steaming pile of crap. Dude, I didn't need to see this. Dude, I just
had... You know what it was. You clicked on it.
I just had Industry Pizza.
Are you name dropping a pizza place?
Oh, Le Industry is the number one pizza in New York.
Le Industry?
Le Industry from Williamsburg.
How is it the number one pizza place? There's 2,000 pizza places in New York.
Le Industry.
How is it already number one? I never heard of it.
L apostrophe industry, because you don't get out often.
I know what the best pizza is.
Okay, it's in Williamsburg. But the brand new one just opened up on Christopher Street in the Village, and the line was out the door around the block, and my buddy's like, dude, I'm 10th in line. It's 11:30. They open up at noon. So on my way back home, today, I stopped and I met him for pizza. He was just paying at the perfect time. Like, yes! I cut out the whole line, went right to the front, and we enjoyed some pizza. We had the fancy ones, too.
All right, and how was it?
It was fucking great.
Was it the best pizza in New York?
I've had the one in Williamsburg before, the original. I think it's better.
Yeah. Is it the best pizza in New York? Is it better than gas station pizza in Iowa?
It's damn close. It's damn close. I'll say it's top five in New York. And we had the fig and bacon regatta with Mike's Hot Honey on it. Fig and
I would do that.
That's called like the fig and the pig. Fig and bacon. And then... And then you got...
sounds like you and Robin out on a date.
You're an asshole.
Sorry.
And then,
I am.
Then there's the margaritas, what they're known for. So one thing that they just started offering was a vodka slice, but for some reason they weren't offering it today. So I was kind of bummed about that because I wanted to taste their take on vodka, the vodka slice. Anyway, their pizza is amazing.
How's the pricing on it?
Like $5-$6 for a slice. L apostrophe industry with an IE. INDUSTRIE. And the original, look at the one in Williamsburg. Look at pictures, guys. You'll salivate.
I saw it on your Instagram as a pizza. It looks good.
Talk about Brooklyn Industrial. Brooklyn Le Industrie.
Hey, go ahead.
We're about to do talkbacks coming up.
Yeah. Also, wait, whoa, we have an interview.
Oh, we got a bonus time?
We have bonus time today. I just want to pre-promote.
Oh, yeah.
We have an interview coming up. We're going to be interviewing a good friend of mine who's a comedian and a song parody writer.
I got it. Yep.
Eric Schwartz.
Yes.
Eric with a C. He and I met, and I'll tell the story later, but we met because we had a fight over a parody, over a Hanukkah parody.
Hanukkah.
And we've been friends ever since. And he's got a comedy special coming out. We're going to talk to him in a little while.
But no, but hold on. We're not going to make that as part of this podcast. It's going to be issued on Monday morning as its own companion podcast.
Oh, that's right. Right, right. I forgot. Oh, yeah, yeah. But we're going to be, so anyway.
We're going to be talking to him later.
We're going to be recording that later today.
Yes.
We'll be recording in like an hour and a half. We're going to be talking to him. And I, from what I understand, he's recorded a special song for us. I gave him some notes and some ideas, and he does improv hip hop and stuff. So that's going to be a special interview episode next week, and you'll hear how we met, and he's very, very funny.
Listen to that, and just know that that is, even though there's no Brooklyn Boys next week, that will be a nice little companion, standalone bonus for you to chew on.
Yes.
While you're ravenous during the Thanksgiving week for more content.
I think you'll enjoy it. And I think he's filming it, which then he's going to release the video for on his social media at some point. So yeah, don't miss that episode that we released during Thanksgiving week of us interviewing Eric Schwartz. Look him up on YouTube. He's fucking hilarious.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Oh,
now
here come talkbacks.
Yes.
Hold on. I wanted to just tell you, I got my box of love corn. I told you that I got the box in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't give me the finger.
Yeah, no, that's great. I didn't get mine.
I got the cheesy. I got the spicy.
Yeah.
I got them all. I got the salt and vinegar.
Nice.
So shout out to Love Corn. Thank you for my box of Love Corn.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
All
because Scary mentioned it on the air. That was very nice of you, Scary.
Yep.
Missy. Thanks, you. Missy. Shout out Missy from Love Corn. I appreciate my gift.
And I think she may be trying to get in touch with me to send me some as well.
Well, I did tell her when I thanked her for the box arriving this week. I said, you really should send Scary a box. He's the one who mentioned it.
I'm not jealous. It's okay. Believe me, do you think I need more food in this body? I mean, look at this.
No, you don't. Is it slice time, Scary, unofficially?
It's slice time. This is your time to fire back, talk about what we've been comment on what we've been talking about. All right, so.
Right, and when you comment on this episode, that will be the official first Slice Time episode, which will air after Thanksgiving.
Correct. All right, so here we go. This is commenting on episode number 276. Scary, you look so young.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Fred Umpton here from Iowa. This is episode 276, talking about your beards. I recently had a conversation with a fellow teacher about our beards. I commented in the hallway on how awesome it looked and our colors and how long we've been growing it. And it's a fun conversation every now and again. Compliment someone else's beard.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Beard bonding. Hey, Fred the Mailman from the big fan of the Elvis Duran Morning Show in this podcast posted a picture of him talking to Worse Citizen Anthony at comparing beards.
I saw so that. A thing, apparently. Incognito, yeah. Fred. Incog Fred.
That's right.
Beard buddies.
Mm-hmm.
This is Alan from Alabama. All right, bougie boy Scary. I have a situation. Today I prepaid $40 for gas, and the total came out to $39.70. How much would it take for you to go back to get your money? Also, Brody, would you go back if the total came out to $39.99? Also, yes, I did get my 30 cents back.
Yes.
Hashtag Brody Scary.
Okay.
Well, yeah, obviously, because I don't vote for that at all. I'm the opposite of that.
Scary would throw the 30 cents right in the garbage. He didn't care.
No.
I would not ask for a penny, but I would probably mention the 30 cents.
No, I wouldn't.
On principle.
If it's $40, if I give him 40, done. See you later. I'm out. Keep it. The hell?
Hey there, yeah. You dandy breads, you.
Yes.
You know, Brody, about that guy in that vacant parking lot you're talking about, he could have been doing any number of things. He could have been reading the Bible. Maybe he was meditating. You don't know. You're always assuming the worst. That'd be like me assuming that when Scary gets together with his little buddies in their underoos for their youthfulness convention and sleepover, they immediately go into a circle jerk all night long. All night long.
It's true. That's what they do.
And by the way, I had a great time upstate. Shout out to Drowned Lands Brewery in the middle of nowhere, Warwick Valley, New York. We had a great time that Saturday afternoon. But
all right,
there was nothing to do after that. So we went back to my buddy's place, ate barbecue and smoked pot. And then I thought I was, that's a whole other story for another podcast.
Yes,
so which podcast?
Well, for another episode, because we're running out of time.
I'll tell you
what happened to me Saturday night. I should not be eating edibles and mixing things because some weird shit happens to me. But they had to put me aside.
You see, it would be wrong for me to assume that because I don't have the evidence right in front of me. So I don't go assuming. Just mind your own business. Anyways, I'm pretty sure Scary doesn't get together with his friends and spend the whole night circle jerking. You know, they probably go individually, one at a time, in their own private place, in the bathroom or whatever, in the shower. Get a little lotion on there, and that's probably what keeps them young. You know, keeps the blood flowing there.
Right. He knows from experience, this guy.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody. This is Kristen from Huntsville, Alabama, one of your slices for life. Hoping you can give a big shout out to VeteransYogaProject.org. We're a national nonprofit. We provide free yoga classes across the country and online for veterans, their family members, and caregivers. And we're doing our annual fundraising campaign, Veterans Gratitude Week. So I'd love your help to get the word out about Veterans Yoga Project and our fundraising efforts. Well,
you just did. Congratulations.
You know what? I promised her that I would do that last week and I forgot.
Oh, Brody, you're bad, bad, bad boy.
No. So it's my fault. So again, just going to mention what she mentioned, the Veterans Yoga Project. You can just Google Veterans Yoga Project, but it's a great cause to help veterans. And it's to support resiliency among our veterans, military families, and communities. VYP, Veterans Yoga Project, look that up. And thank you, Kristen. I apologize for forgetting last week.
Brooklyn boys, this is Dana from Atlanta.
was listening to the episode where Scary's young, and I was going to say the reason that Scary looks young is he has a less stressful job than your normal person. Sure, getting up early might be a little stressful, but you get to laugh and goof, and you don't have to worry about all kinds of legal things, stuff like that. So I think the reason is that.
Right. Fair enough.
Oh, I know. Scary's job's pretty stressful in addition to the fun part.
Brooklyn so I think, DJ, you know, here from South Jersey, and it's always pretty and scary.
Thank you.
Scary, I will have to tell you that, yes, Brody's rant was long, but Brody provides us with that sense of entertainment and nuance to the podcast. He always has something fresh for us.
Nuance,
unlike you, where all we know is you sit around pools with your party favors and what.
Okay.
And your sparkling bottles.
It's DJ again. Yeah. So all we know that Scary does is, you know, go to bougie high rises and loves to sit around in his pools with his, you know.
You don't have to go reiterate this. You're going to use up your time again.
You know, bottle service type shit. When Brody's out there
living life,
having these difficult encounters, like 2-hour hospital visit that was supposed to be 50.
I have no idea.
Did he run out again?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, DJ, I appreciate the support. I'm out there fighting a good fight for all of you.
Hey, B-Boys, Christy from Saddlebrook. Scary, I agree with you 100%. I'm on a girls' weekend right now down in LBI with my crew from high school. And three of the girls, including myself, are childless, looking a lot younger than the girls with kids.
Aha!
But Scary, even though you don't look a day over 48, you look great. But didn't you have some cosmetic work done recently?
I did. Last November, I had some Botox, which was temporary. It was gone by mid-January.
Myself, I do appreciate another man with a nice beard. And I have gone up to people and been like, dude, that's a nice beard. And we talk about products. You know, you got to use beard shampoo, beard conditioner, beard oil, balms, you know, if you really wanted to make it look good. I wasn't able to grow a beard for a long time, and then I got a beard growth product stuff, and now I have a beautiful beard. And yes, there's nothing wrong with appreciating a good beard on somebody else. Mike here again. Just want to say I enjoy you guys a lot. I love the Brooklyn Boys. I listen to every episode as soon as it comes out in order. Brody and Scary, for sure, always. And just to alliterate again, or whatever, don't judge me on my grammar, my spelling, or my
never
words.
Judging you. No, don't worry.
There's nothing wrong with enjoying a good beard. I'll say that.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, time perfect.
For
thank you.
Couple more.
What's up, fellas? It's Vinny from Brooklyn. Just want to say I usually don't agree with Brody, but
whoa,
fuck Epic, man. That was fucked up. They don't know what the fuck they're doing there. That was some fucked up shit. And fuck that nurse for fucking shutting off the lights and not giving you privacy. I usually think you're too much, but this was fucking funny. And then this was...
And this was... You're out of time for that one. Okay.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. First of all, Vinny from Brooklyn. Yeah. I feel like we should be on the same team on everything. I mean, I'm from Brooklyn. Come on. Sorry. I'll tone it down for you. I'm sorry.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens here. Scary, be honest. Hey, the reasons why you look so young is because there's either a Dorian Gray-like picture of you sitting somewhere in Brooklyn, or on one of these bougie vacations, you were sitting in a hot tub of some expensive champagne, and you got some spa treatment of some, you know, $5.2 million anti-aging cream put on your face.
Okay.
Be honest, man. Come on.
Don't lie to Jamie from Queens.
Okay. When one more and then we got to bro. We got to bust
all
out.
Right,
here
we go. Last one. Then we got to go. Enjoy
hey, Brooklyn
happy
boys.
Thanksgiving, everyone.
Okay.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. MJ from NJ. Brody, Scary, Scary Brody. Good idea about the separate podcast. You have to feature Juan Valdez.
Okay.
Marilyn from Omaha, I think. Jamie from Queens.
Who we just heard.
But Juan Valdez, I don't know what happened to him. He wasn't on the other episode.
Yeah.
I think two of them we missed. Oh, the tractor trailer guy, which I keep saying tractor trailer.
We just had him.
But it's not. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thanks for your feedback. All right. Well, that's all right, we
happy
have time.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Wow. You're running out of here, Brody.
I got to go. I got to talk about the Marvels.
Okay. You go do that, Brody. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thanks. Same to you, Scary.
Man, he already cut out on me, that bastard.
Brooklyn!
No respect. Slices. I'm still here, and Brody's already off the screen. Shut down his microphone. Never forget. Never forget, Slices. I'm here till the very bitter end. Every single time. After Brody signed off. He's leaving me for another podcast. You know what? Fuck it. I'm keeping going. He left me. He put me on a hard out at... It's 3 o'clock on Wednesday when we're recording this. And he's like, I gotta go. I gotta go. And so now he's ditched us for some other podcast where he's a guest. Okay. Let that be known. Okay. Let's see where David Brody's priorities are. Okay. Well, he just showed his hand, didn't he, Slices? Terrible. Let him have it. Let him have it for just like cutting out on all of us. That's like planning two dates, going out with your girlfriend, and you're hanging out, and then you leave your girlfriend abruptly to hang out with some new girl. That's what Brody just did to us just now. Let the record show, Slices. Okay, I'm done. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks from the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Skeery. And Brody.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.